Providence, Rhode Island has been called a model for urban renewal. Crumbling buildings have been replaced or refurbished. There are new parks, new shopping and residential districts, and there are plans for more development. Much of the credit for Providence's rebirth has been given to charismatic Mayor Vincent A. Cianci Jr., but his reputation and the city's is being threatened by a major scandal. From member station WRNI in Providence, Mark Degon reports.
It's a sunny spring day, and Providence's most prominent cheerleader is visiting the city-owned zoo.
And I remember, I always like to tell a story, 25 years ago, the first call that I got when I was mayor was that the animals were escaping from the park. I didn't study that when I went to Mayor 101 school, but we were able to recapture them and began a long process of making this zoo one of the 10 best zoos in the entire United States of America.
As he does dozens of times each week, Mayor Cianci, better known as Buddy, is touting another accomplishment in the city. This time, it's the birth of a baby polar bear.
So without any further ado, I'll give you a chance to aim your cameras. Here comes the mother. There, give her a big hand there. Look at that. Wow.
Cianci has more than a polar bear to brag about. There's new development in the city. New businesses, a thriving arts community, and recently released census data shows Providence is now the second largest city in New England. But there's a threat to the city's image, and it's also connected to Mayor Cianci. A federal grand jury this month returned a 30-count indictment against the mayor and some close associates. It alleges they used the city government to collect more than $1.5 million in illegal cash payments and campaign contributions in the 1990s. The defendants are accused of taking payments in exchange for jobs, tax reductions, and city contracts. The mayor is also accused of using licensing agencies to pressure the exclusive university club to offer him a free lifetime membership.
It's nothing but lies, and I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that I have faith in my own integrity. I assure you I will defend myself in the honor of this office, in the honor of this city, in the honor of me until the day I die.
This is not the populist mayor's first brush with the law. In the early 1980s, nearly two dozen people connected to his administration were convicted on various corruption charges. No corruption charges were brought against the mayor, but in 1984, he pleaded guilty to assaulting his ex-wife's lover. He avoided jail time, but was forced to leave office. The flamboyant Cianci remained in the public eye, however, taking a job as a radio talk show host, and in 1990, he was again elected mayor. At a bus stop in front of City Hall, there's plenty of talk about the mayor's indictment, but not much surprise. Federal prosecutors first revealed the investigation of alleged corruption in city government, known as Operation Plunderdome, nearly 2 years ago. Even then, many people suspected the ultimate target of the probe was Buddy Cianci.
I think he's done a great job. Providence looks great and everyone loves it. I feel really bad because he's such a chill guy, but I just think he shouldn't get in trouble for it.
You know, he's done a lot for the city. They should let him slide. I thought he was too smart to get caught, but I was wrong.
I just think it's typically Rhode Island. He's been doing this for a while, obviously. I mean, we all knew it, so.
Polls consistently rank Cianci among the most popular political figures in Rhode Island, but some other politicians are beginning to speak out against him. The day after the indictment, Governor Lincoln Allman broke his silence on the mayor's conduct. He called on Cianci to resign.
I just felt that once the indictment came down, it was necessary to send a message out that we don't tolerate this, that it's not good for Rhode Island. Regardless of whether the mayor wins or loses, guilty, not guilty, I mean, there are things in that indictment that do not say very good things, you know, about the city.
The Providence City Council can only remove the mayor from office if he's convicted of a felony and exhausts all legal appeals. And despite calls for his resignation from the governor and some other leading politicians in the state, Mayor Cianci says he's staying in office.
I'm going to continue to do my job of leading the city of Providence. I'm going to continue to do the kinds of things that I want to do. Let me do my job, let me be the mayor, and I'll see everyone in court where this case will really be tried.
The mayor insists preparing his defense will not interfere with his job. The 59-year-old Cianci is the only declared candidate for next year's mayoral election. The city's longest-serving mayor says he wants one more term. It could be a more difficult election than he's used to, not just because of questions about Cianci's honesty, but also because federal prosecutors have frozen his campaign funds. For NPR News, I'm Mark Degon in Providence.